morning, Glory Peace Church. Welcome back, everyone. Good to see your faces. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. We're going to start praise and worship together. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you into this place. Hallelujah. Father, we've come to worship you. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth. Hallelujah. God is good. Father, I thank you for what you've done this week, for what you've done this month, this year. We praise your name, O Lord. We praise your name, O God. We praise your name. We come to you with thanksgiving and praise. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our trust is in you, Father God. Our trust is in you.
Trust is in you.
Two more times, I put it all.
trust is in you.
We sing last time.
I put it all in you. My trust is in you.
Oh yes, Lord, our trust is in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are so good.
are the awesome God. Oh, you are Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, we need you. Hallelujah. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. Sing it with me. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Thank you, Jesus. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. Father, we surrender ourselves to you. Without you, we can do nothing. You're the answer, the solution to every situation that we will ever face. For you are the God who is timeless, the God who only knows now, for the past, the present, the future. All eternity is a now experience to you. So, Lord God Almighty, you who knows all things, sees all things, understands all things. God, altogether good. The Father of lights in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. We call upon you now to correct everything in our past, present, or future that does not align with the fullness of the integrity of who you are. Eradicate sickness, disease, lack, fear, shame, confusion, worry, anything that does not testify of your goodness. Penetrate, O God, into the organs of your people and heal every organ, every tissue, every cell. Cleanse blood systems, arteries, veins, nerves, unchanging changer. Turn things around for your people. Break the backbone of diabetes, of cancers. Issues of God known and unknown to us. Let your power be released now. But above all, Father, give your people your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that it is so. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. Before Mama comes, I'd like to share some quick things with you that I don't want to be on YouTube or Facebook, but those that are on Zoom, she'll be able to hear this. Firstly, I want you to know that God loves every one of us. Amen? God sees and God knows. And there is not a time that the enemy should be able to take us unawares. Should be very aware of everything that is happening around us at all times. Because in your awareness, you are protected. A few days ago, I had a very interesting dream that I felt that I needed to share with you. In this dream, the worship team had just finished doing praise and worship time, and I had come to minister the word. And I was expecting a response like you've been doing, amen, and stuff like that, but I wasn't hearing any feedback. It seemed like there was a wall. I was speaking from behind a wall. It's an opening, and people were behind me, in front of me. And I looked out to see what was happening. And I saw that the people could hear me, but they were not responding. And the reason they were not responding was because, for whatever reason, somebody had put tape on their mouth. I looked at the worship team, the same thing. I looked, what's going on? I said, Lord, show me what to do. It seemed like I should be able to just go and take the tape off of their mouths. But that was not the solution. The solution was for them to begin to speak from their innermost being. Please hear me. The solution was for them to speak and begin to prophesy from their innermost being. And as they began to, I told them, I said, pray from your inner man. Their mouths were still not moving, but they were praying. And all of a sudden, their mouths, the tape will fall off, and their mouths open, but nothing was still happening. And I said to them, keep on, keep on, keep on. And all of a sudden, they started to speak and respond. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe the Lord is saying to us that we need to prophesy and speak in our spiritual language. Because in this last of the last days, what the enemy wants to do to the church is to shut our mouths. Are you listening? But our mouths are not going to be shut. Praise the Lord. People are not going to hear the word of God and not be able to prophesy, because it is in the proclaimed word that we create our world. Amen? We are going to change our environment by our prophetic declarations. In that dream, there were stages. There was a stage where the tape fell off, and their mouths were open, but nothing was coming out. And all of a sudden, bang, there it was. And the breakthrough shall be ours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Amen? So please use your prayer language. Prophesy, speak out of your mouth. Amen? The word of God is inside of you.
Amen.
It's in there. Hallelujah. It's in there. And we need to respond to the word of God. Because what brought me to seeing what was happening was people were not responding to the word of God. The amens were not there. But you shall have your amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar.
Amen.
You know, he was strategizing on something, but God has already exposed it.
Amen.
So now that you know what to do, do it.
Amen.
Don't be forgetful hearers of the word. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when the Lord says something to me about the church, I've always come and I've warned you.
Yes.
And you've seen that those that didn't listen, what happened to them? Yeah? Okay. Don't become a casualty.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, Mama says, if you're casual, you become a casualty. Yeah? It's a powerful thought. Don't be a casualty. Praise the Lord. Second thing I want to mention to you today is I would like you to indulge me. Tonight is the first night of the feast called Yom Kippur, the Feast of Atonement. Amen? I want to encourage every single person here today to do themselves a favor today and tomorrow, be in the house. If you absolutely cannot be in the house right here because of whatever reason, log in. But I'd rather you be in here. I can understand people in Africa and whatever part of the world logging in. But if you are able to get away from that television, don't let the television become a devolution. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Be here. And when you come, indulge me, be dressed in white. If you have white, put on white. Amen? You're going to understand why. Just come in white. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who knows, we might just even take a picture, all of us in white. Amen. You will find out why. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The Lord instructed me to dress in white for the service tonight. I said, just me? He said, no, invite everybody to dress in white. So let's do that. Praise God. It doesn't matter what happens with the weather, dress in white. You can dry clean your clothes later. And finally, this is the real reason why I wanted to do this now rather than, you know, get those on Facebook and YouTube, because they'll be invited when it's time to preach the word. How many of you remember a few weeks back we talked about a family that was held, basically they become slaves, the brick kiln people, and we raise funds for that and we send the funds. Well, good news, they are out. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if you have the video, whatever it is that you've got. That's the last time they were doing it. washing of their tools. Look at that. That's all they had for property. And now that's the business they are doing now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at those smiles. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a family that is redeemed. And it happened because you participated. You gave for that. And the generations, look at those children. You know what I know they will never do? They will never allow that curse ever again in their family line. Let's stretch our hands towards them right now and begin to proclaim their prosperity. A God will reveal himself to them in a powerful way, that they will experience the love of God, that the scars of slavery will be forever removed from their lives, that God will direct them, that they will be pulled by the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus to walk uprightly before the Most High God, that they will grow and flourish, and their generations will continually grow in the things of God and not fail in the purposes that the Father has for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that that man, that woman, look at how old they are, were born into slavery and have been laying bricks all of these years and couldn't pay the debt they owed. But you and I were graced and granted the wonderful opportunity to pay off their debt so that they can go free. Does that remind you of somebody? Yes. What is his name?
Jesus.
Shout out his name.
Jesus.
Really loud.
Jesus.
He set us free so that we could never again go back to bondage. Hallelujah. May you never go back to what held you back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's paid the price. Receive your full deliverance.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, those are the things that I wanted to share with you. And at this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer, and then I'll come with the word of God for us today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, God day, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of you, you can stretch your hands as we pray for our children. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for all our families, biological family, spiritual family, partners, extended families all over the world, and all those that are here before me, those hearing the sound of my voice, every child of God, every teacher of the word, we lift before you, Almighty God. Minister your grace to them, O God. Every child from 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, we lift before you. Those walking the earth every decade of life, the Lord is your portion in the land of the living. Father, make yourself known to everyone. May they follow you all the days of their life. You paid a price for every one of us. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. May we remain in your light forever and ever. Lord, in their school work, be with them. In their career, be with them. In their university, be with them. In everything they do, oh God. In their pension years, be with them. Lord, may your name be lifted. Be highly lifted, O Most High God, in all our lives. For those that are sick, we declare you, be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those who have problems in their homes, we speak the shalom of God. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, see you later, children. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word, we welcome you into our hearts, to the service, to our homes, to our city, and our nations. For out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. It's flowing in our land, in our home, in the service this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you made it to another year of the Feast of Atonement. So praise the Lord. Well, I pray I can finish reading this. So let's just read. And then let's just read. Leviticus 23. All the feasts of the Lord are mentioned there. So make sure that's part of your scripture. So you know why we do certain things. The Old Testament is not obsolete. Without foundation, there is no building. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is our foundation. You know, some people are saying Old Testament is that. I don't know what you mean by all of that. You might as well not say you are blessed ever again. Because the blessings were declared there. Praise the Lord. It says, Lord, free me from religious spirits. Say a big amen. Amen. Say, Lord, free me from religious lies. Say amen. It's a very good prayer. Because you must be sound in these last days, or you will be deceived. Many have been deceived and confused. That is not your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. All right, this who's speaking here? The Lord. So the Lord is not obsolete. The Lord is present. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's read from verse 1. It's a lot to read, so catch up. And Leviticus 23, for those online listening. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak. I just have a question. Do you guys, 1 second, do you record the prayer time? Somebody answer me. Is the prayer time recorded? I'm asking a question, so it's recorded? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Whose feast are they again? The Lord's. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Well, you might as well throw Sabbath away. Most people don't observe a day of rest anymore. May the Lord help us. Say amen. Verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month of at even, which is evening, is the Lord's Passover. Even is evening. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. Verse 9, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow, after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf an he lamb. Is it a she lamb or he lamb? An he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. It's a practice for the Messiah. And he has come as the offering lamb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a practice that is still going to continue. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. And the meat offering therefore shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. Who can tell me what a hin is? A unit, like 5 quarts, six liters. That's what my thing says. Praise the Lord. That's a lot. 1.5 liters. Praise the Lord. 1.5 liters. Hallelujah. And verse 14, and you shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. How many generations? Forever means what? So what do you do at Feast of Atonement? You bring offerings. You do what? You fast. So there's no food. Hallelujah. How many times should you do this? He got quiet again. All generations. All your dwellings. Do you guys have a home? Did you sleep somewhere today and you came to church from there? Or were you sleeping on the street? Even the street is a home. For some people, yes. The birds, they have a home. Praise the Lord. If you slept somewhere today, this is for you, all your dwellings. I told you the word of God is not obsolete. So stop putting some things there and there and cherry picking. I like this one. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. That's the only scripture some people know. They know the blessing. They don't know these things. It's these things that bring the blessings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you say fasting, oh no, Lord. All right. You're not going to die. Because if you live in this part of the world, when the doctors want to do some checkup on you, they can tell you don't do what? Don't eat or drink. How many hours? 2-4 hours. So it's only one day you will not die. So praise the Lord. It's starting in the evening to the evening the next day. Somebody say, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. It's all right. Praise the Lord. All right. So verse 15. You know, anything in the kingdom of God is choice. You are not forced, but choose life. Amen. Verse 15. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. 7. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Verse 18. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire or sweet savour unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the offering at this time is not small. Somebody say, we're not giving lambs and we're not doing a bullock and all of that. Just find out the cost of how much a lamb costs. Find out how much, what's the other thing, bullocks? So can you put bullocks in the category of what? Cows, right? So go find out how much those things cost. And then you can give that as your offering to the Lord. Somebody say, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These are offerings the Lord demands. So praise the Lord. All right. You need to spend time at home with this by yourself. Amen. Where did we finish that verse? Okay, verse 19. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord. With the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout all your generations. How long should this continue? Hallelujah. So Jesus came. Jesus died. He rose and left. So you mean God says forever means what? Did he not know he was coming to see us? Praise. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, oh, praise the Lord. Say, Lord, help me and deliver me from religious spirits and lies concerning your word. Say, amen. Better say, big amen. Verse 22, and when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean radiance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Even this practice, we don't practice them anymore. The Lord wants you to give. Whatever you have, don't eat up everything for yourself. A portion must always go to somebody else. Say a big amen. Some people are so tight-fisted. They say, well, we are not farmers anymore, but you do earn an income. Farming was your income. So whatever you earn, part of your income, you must give to the poor. Somebody say, I must give to the poor. Practice what God tells you to practice. Say amen. You must give to the poor. Your whole income is not meant for your family alone. Eat, but feed somebody else. It is quiet again. Say, Lordy, 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 help me. Say amen. Say amen. Stop judging the poor and stop criticizing them. Help somebody. Help somebody. If you don't know somebody to help, well, you can see your pastors. They know a lot of people to help. Say amen. Say, I want to help somebody, and they connect you to help somebody. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah, you know, you don't give to the poor because they don't have income tax receipt to give to you. You're supposed to give. I did not see any income tax receipt in the Bible. The day you find it, come look for me. You just give. Say, Lord, 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 help me. Are you praying already? What did the apostle tell you today? That your mouth will not be what? Say, my mouth is open to speak his word. Let me try to finish. 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. Did we do that last time? Praise the Lord. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by what? Fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. It's a day of repentance, of asking God to cleanse us, restore us, heal us, purify us, purge us of every rubbish. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 29. For whatsoever, some people say, but we don't have fire to make. Well, in other words, during this season, when say offering of fire, tells you the unleavened bread, eat food that have no leaven on them. Amen. Offering of fire, the Bible says, present your bodies as what? A living sacrifice unto the Lord. Give something that is what a sacrifice. Your heart, yourself, from your pocket, and everything to the Lord. Amen? Give something that you don't want to give. Give it to the Lord. Even your pride, your arrogance, give it to the Lord. There are many things to give at this time. Say amen. Say amen. Give your bragging to the Lord. Verse 29, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, it shall be cut off from among his people. I think I made a statement the last time that this is a time, decisions that the people, the stewardship of the book was given to, that this is a time they believe. God is making a decision during this season, these days of awe, they're called, that God is making a decision who's going to live or die. And the word of the Lord tells you, if you don't observe this, you shall be cut off. May you and your family not be cut off. May you live and not die. Excuse me, is this in your word? Say amen. And so don't play with holy things. Say amen. Say don't play with holy things. Somebody say, I will not play with holy things. Yes, so tonight is not a steak knife. A steak and whatever night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So during this feast, choose correctly. Say amen. Verse 30, and whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Say hallelujah. Well, some people say, but I will work shift work. Well, next time, so since you didn't know before now, make an arrangement to get a day off for that and switch. But if you cannot switch, you pray the Lord to help you. And if your work does not allow you, well, the Lord knows you have done your very best. Say amen. Amen. They do whatever it takes to observe it and cancel every other plans to observe this. Even if you decide to stay home to do it, observe what the Lord tells you to do. Say amen. Verse 32, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at evening. From evening unto evening, you shall what? Celebrate your Sabbath. So you don't go there and start crying and say, oh God, I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry, oh Lord, what's wrong with Pastor Maria telling us to do this? It's not me telling you, it's the word of the Lord. I just sounded the word, amen? Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evening to evening. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of what? Tabernacles, for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day you shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no silver work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by what? Fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn what? Assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offerings, even everything upon his day. How much was the drink again? I think Brother Andrew said a liter and a half. Liter and a half. So you don't go to the booze store and go and buy a brandy and say, this is what we're doing. No, we believers, we do grape juice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, some people say it's a time to drink booze. Where some, Lord help us. A little for your stomach's sake. That's what the Bible says, for just to, I think that was to kill bacteria and different things, you know. But today, we are living in a much healthier state that our food are sanitized before they are sold in the stores. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They are not asked to drink a whole bottle of wine. Christians that are doing that, stop it. Say, stop it. That's Say, Lordy, 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 help me. Are you praying for yourself? I'm praying for me. Praise the Lord. I never liked alcohol in the first place. I tasted it when I was little. It was like, what do people like about this thing? It tastes horrible. But praise the Lord. All right. It didn't tell you not to drink wine. Say a little for your stomach's sake. All right? There are countries where they drink that with their meal, but they don't abuse it. But if that's not you, don't do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Wine or alcohol is also called what? Spirit. So you don't want evil spirit using that to abuse you. Verse 38, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which you give unto the Lord. Verse 39, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord. How many days again? 7 days. Somebody say, Apostle is always having all these seven days meetings. I'm kind of tired of them. No, it is the feast of the Lord. Say amen. On the first day, you shall be what? A Sabbath. And on the eighth day, shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day of the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of what? Thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. So these are all different feasts that is observed through the year. Praise the Lord. And we do this, we call them for us, we say what? Palm Sundays, right? We bring all these trees. Verse 41, and you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. So praise the Lord. Forever and generations. So remember that. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes as cold as it is, even here in Manitoba, in Winnipeg, if you go to some of our Jewish neighborhoods, neighbors, they practice this. They stay in the tent and sleep in there. Even when it is cold, remembering the deliverance of the Lord from the land of Egypt. So praise the Lord. God wants us to be thankful. It's not bondage. We've been set free from bondage. It's a remembrance to say thank you, Lord. Be thankful for setting the captives free. Just like what you saw before the service started, the families that are set free, they cannot forget that. They must give thanks. Yearly, they should remember and say, God, look what you did. If God has delivered you from problems, remember him and give him thanks. Say amen. 43, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. The Lord is the one that demanded this and told Moses to say it, and Moses did his part. Moses has since died and left, but God says for all generations. And we are generations. My generation shall praise him. Rise with me as we give God thanks quickly, and Apostle will bring the word. You need to read this at your own time at home, and don't complain again when we are doing these things. Other prayer points are for you to pray about at home by yourself. Amen? All right, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, for the word of the Lord. Will we not neglect your word? You have spoken to us. As you have spoken, let us observe your word and practice the things you have told us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, O God. that during this time, so we now step into the time of atonement, that every sin and every iniquity and every garbage that we have accumulated through the years in our mind, oh God, in our homes, in our heart, that everything will be purged out of our system in the name of Jesus. Father God, have mercy on us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, purify our heart. Let our heart be pure before you, O God. Lord, as we remember your goodness and your mercy, conversations, things that we have no business being part of that we practice, Lord, have mercy and forgive us. Cleanse us, O Lord, as we prepare our hearts for this season. Lord, visit us. Visit our family. Let our families walk with you, talk with you, engage with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace to the nation of Israel. Lord, remember your everlasting covenants that you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, remember your word, O Lord. Remember your word and your promises. They are yes and amen. Lord, we thank you for healing, delivering all your people. Those who call upon your name, you're hearing them right now. Lord, we speak that same peace that you have given to the nation of Israel. We speak it over Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, Colombia, in the name of Jesus. Brazil, in the name of Jesus. Cambodia, touch your people, Lord. All the nations of the earth where someone is calling the name of Jesus, remember your people, Lord. May they turn back to you. Revive our land and heal our land. Heal our leadership. Touch all the leaders of the nations and the priests of the land to turn back to you, Lord. You are the same God who saved Nineveh. Save your nations. Save our nation. Let your people praise you. Oh God. Lord, in the service this morning, be with us. Be in the service. Touch our lives. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor and mercy, healing and deliverance, wholeness and restoration, and testimonies of the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What the Lord has placed in my spirit for us today is quite disturbing to me. Because it is a subject that should not be. Addressed so casually in the body. I have no reason to believe that any of this is happening here, but somebody needs to hear this. I don't know who this is for. But at the same time, I don't want us to discount any of it and say, that's not me. Because the enemy of our soul is very sly. And the body of Christ needs to be very aware. Now, in the Word of God, the issue is addressed. And Paul will say, you know, some of the things you guys are doing, even the unbelievers don't even think about it. You guys are doing it. So I want us all to be very mindful of what we're going to talk about this morning. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Matthew 26 and verse 41. It says, watch and pray. Two things. Watch and pray. Say it with me. Watch and pray. Who is saying it? The Lord. The Lord says, watch and pray. Say it with me again. Watch and pray. In other words, keep awake. Be very aware. And then pray. Why, Lord? That you enter not into temptation. Huh? Isn't temptation just going to come anyway? No. Temptation doesn't just come. Temptation comes when you're not watching and praying. Let me say that again. Temptation comes when you are not vigilant, when you're not watchful, when you are sleeping through your spiritual walk. And you're not praying, that's when temptations come. If you don't commit yourself in a very attentive way to be aware of your environment, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and you don't learn about yourself, study you, you'll find yourself in trouble. You've got to understand yourself. You've got to understand your trigger points. Somebody listening? People who don't understand themselves, don't understand their trigger points, find themselves in trouble sooner or later. You've got to know you. That's how you watch. You've got to know your environment. That's how you watch. If you are not watchful, you're in trouble. But the Word of God says, watch and then what? Pray. So, as you see what's happening around you, pray. Did you get that? As you are aware of your environment, pray. If there is something happening in your community, in your city, in your neighborhood, pray. As God brings awareness to you, you do what? Pray. Or else you will fall into the same mess. That makes sense? Okay. If the economy is going sour, and you know that it's going sour, the Word of God say, pray. Lest you fall into the same temptation that is befalling everybody else. Because they are not watchful and they are not praying. It is imperative that we do so. Now, the Word of God says the Spirit indeed is willing. What is the Spirit willing to do? The Spirit is willing to watch and pray. Huh? So you've got help that way. But it says, but the flesh is what? Weak. The flesh is weak. So it is in the weakness of the flesh that we cease to watch and pray. But in the strength of the Spirit, there is a willingness to watch, to see, and then pray. But when your flesh is weak, you fall into diverse temptations and are overcome by it. Now you say, Pastor, everything that you've said so far, that's so safe. What were you talking about? I'm coming. Nudge your neighbor and say, he's coming. Mm-hmm. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, Hebrews 12 and verse 14, the word of God is very explicit. It says here, it says, follow peace with all men. Follow what? Peace with all men. And what? Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, keep that in the spirit of your mind, because we might explore that statement again this evening. But the word of God says, follow peace with all men. Now, if you follow in peace with all men, you must not then be in what? In strife with all men. Yes? That makes sense? So that tells me that if we are in strife, we are not going to see the Lord. Strife will not bring you to that place where you behold the face of the Lord. But we are being transformed day by day by beholding Him. Yes? Okay. But strife will deny me access. Unforgiveness will deny me access. Bitterness will deny me access. Because with strife, unholy actions become very present. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now, let me go to the book of James. The book of James is a book that starts out telling us about the tongue and the evils that the tongue engineer. Now, the Word of God says, having talked about the tongue, it goes on and tells us about the happenings that take place when the tongue of a man is not under control. And in talking about it, it goes on to the 14th verse, James 3 and verse 14, and it says, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Then it says, this wisdom, somebody said, this wisdom, descended not from above. What wisdom? The wisdom of bitterness and strife. People who are in strife have the wise statements about why they are in strife. They are convincing in themselves about why they are bitter, why they feel the way they feel. But the Word of God says, this wisdom, that wisdom, descended not from above, but is earthly, it is sensual, it is devilish, for where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every evil work. Wow. Every evil work is in the place where envy and strife is. Now, it's a discussion about words. That's where we started. But it's come through and it's talking about bitterness. It's talking about strife. It's talking about envy. It's talking about the confusion that comes. And it talks about the presence of every evil work. Now, the reality is this. And you see where I'm going in a moment. It is of utmost importance that you don't allow envy, bitterness, and strife in your life, in your family. What did I say? Why? Because therein is confusion and every evil work. Did you get that? There is what? Confusion and every evil work. The enemy will come and generate disorder, commotion. When you have envy, envy of what? Envy of other people. You see, your family is not that family. Your marriage is not that marriage. Your financial situation is not that one. And as long as you are comparing yourselves with the Joneses, you are creating an atmosphere where evil is going to come into your home. Mind your own business. Hello? You are not them. You don't know what their assignment is. God gave to, the Lord Jesus talks about the servants. One received 5 talents and one received 2 and one received 1. And he gave it to them according to their several abilities. God knows what he has assigned for you. Your responsibility is to say, God, whatever you have assigned for me to have and to be, make it happen for me. Amen? Stop looking at the other people. Oh, that person just got a brand new house. I have to get a brand new house. You know what you're going to do? You might just destroy your own marriage because now you are working 24 jobs and spending time with other people. And before you know it, your life is all messed up. Your children are messed up. Everything around you is messed up. And by the way, you are fooling around already with somebody that you are supposed to be working with because you are not with your spouse. Envy, confusion. Somebody listening? Okay. We should not be talking about this stuff, but we have to. Because so many are comparing themselves with other people. You're envious of that person and you're covetous of somebody else. You're trying to be something that you are not called to be. Just be you. The best you. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For where envy and strife is, now that you're starting to compare yourself and looking at what other people are doing, you start butting heads in your home. Your wife is no longer good enough. Your husband is no longer good enough because he's not making $1 million. Now you're fighting. Now you're quarreling. Now confusion has come into your home. It all started with envy. Now there is strife. butting heads, disrespect, because he is only respectable if he has enough money in his pocket. He has a big, fat bank account. And because he has a big, fat bank account, he deserves respect. But if he doesn't make money, you look down. And guess what is going to happen? You're going to start looking at somebody else who has money, who has a better car, has a better house, dresses better than the other person. And before you know it, Christian you, Christian you, Christian you! You are lusting. When the Lord started to drive into my spirit, especially this morning, he says, son, I want you to talk about this. I was busy arguing. I said, Lord, this is Glory and Peace Church. What are you talking about? He says, I want to talk about this now. Huh? What? I know the people here. Nobody does any crazy stuff. I can vouch for them, Lord. And the Lord says, this is not about you vouching or not vouching. This is not about whether they're doing something or not doing something. Prevention is better than what? Cure. So we are not going to be foolish. We're going to watch, because this is the environment, the society that we are living in. And sometimes it's not about you. It's the atmosphere that you are operating in, that you're not being watchful. And their mindset and their thinking becomes your thinking. Because of what you're watching, what you're looking at, what you're listening to. And all of a sudden your mind begins to get twisted. And deception begins to creep into your life. How many of God's children, sons, and daughters are hooked up on stuff that they should not be hooked up on? Because the world is evil. You can be watching a Christian movie or watching a Christian program on YouTube and whatever else, and all of a sudden, pip, something that does not belong pops up on your screen, and the devil says, tap on it. You tap on it, and it takes you into a hellhole. And especially when you are not having a proper relationship with your spouse, your goose is now cooked. Buy this, buy that. Buy this, buy that. Oh, my neighbor has this. Busy looking at the other lady's purse. Oh, she has a nice purse. How much does that thing cost? Oh, the husband must be really taking good care of her. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. And before you know it, your husband is no longer good. You dollar store man. Hallelujah. Yeah. What is the point? What are you getting at? Why are you dissatisfied with your life? And now looking at other people's lives, comparing ourselves one with the other. That's foolishness. It just brings about commotion and instability in families. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You think this is not in the Bible, but it's there. Starting to read from verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. What we've taught you is how you can receive all that God has for you and walk in the fullness of that life. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from what? Excuse me, please. We're talking about the church now. Paul, you're addressing the wrong people. This is the church in Thessalonica. Please, Paul. Wrong address. No. For this is the will of God in who is your sanctification, that you should abstain. From what? I thought he would say from drinking. He says abstain from fornication. Excuse me, what are you talking about? Porneia. That is the same word for pornography. How many men in the house of God are hooked up to pornography? It will surprise you what the percentage is. But God says that this is, I want to know the will of God. Let's start. The will of God, even your sanctification, the one who has separated you, for without peace and holiness you shall not see God. The one who's granted you peace and holiness, that God says, abstain. What does abstain mean? Stay away. Cut that out. How, Lord? That every one of you should know how. You should know how. You should know how. You should know how. You should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Learn how to, in other words, know yourself. Know yourself. Know yourself. Because if you don't get a hold of yourself, you're going to find yourself in trouble. But part of knowing yourself is, first of all, God telling you the trigger points of envy, bitterness, and strife. Unforgiveness will bring you to the place where somebody is going to be nice to you, smile at you. Oh, I miss that. My husband doesn't smile at me anymore. Oh, I miss that. And before you know it, you are going after the smile. Oh, Lord, what happened? What happened? What happened is you've allowed the confusion of the enemy. Nobody just trips over and falls. You create an atmosphere that becomes conducive for immorality. Unfortunately, in North America, we don't talk about those kind of things, do we? You know, come on. It's okay. It's okay to shack up. It's okay. It's under grace. What? Excuse me? Well, the God of grace says abstain. I can't help myself. No, that's why you're supposed to learn about you and pray. Cry out to God. And He's your present help in the time of trouble. But make sure that you don't create an atmosphere that will put you in that loop. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, how long you've been a believer or not been a believer. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor, a deacon, an elder, a bishop, apostle, pope. Yes, even the Pope. Everybody needs to watch for themselves. It says, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Don't be like them. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Now, what do you think that defrauding is? It's not about defrauding them financially. It's talking about fornication and saying you can defraud your brother. In other words, you are looking at your brother's wife. Your sister's husband. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. Why are we getting warned? This should be, a no-brainer. You're a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And God says, new creation. All right, but if you don't watch, you can get messed up. He says, for God had not called us unto what? Uncleanness, but unto what? Holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God. In other words, You mess up here, it is God that you're messing up with. Praise the Lord. If you know, as a woman, that your relationship with your husband is not the way it should be, stay away from men. Because anybody can talk you into a mess. And please know that this word is being written to believers. It's not writing to non-believers. It's writing to believers. Got to watch. But it does not mean that we don't relate with each other. The word of God is very clear. That God has given unto us His what? Holy Spirit. We have His Holy Spirit. And because we have His Holy Spirit, we can do this. It says, but as touching brotherly love. Hallelujah. Brotherly love. There's something like that. Brotherly love. Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Ye need not that I write unto you. I shouldn't write to you about that, brotherly love. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. You've been taught by God to love one another. So you can do it. Some say, I can do it. Amen. You've been given the grace to possess your members. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, actually, let's go to Jude, verse 20 through 25. Jude, verse 20. It says, remember what we're talking about, watching and praying. Now, we are called to possess our members, take hold of ourselves. How can we effectively do so? Well, first of all, we got to get rid of anything that has to do with bitterness and strife and unforgiveness and all of that foolishness, envy. You get rid of that nonsense, okay? But you need to be fortified in your inner man. And that inner man is fortified, built up, and strengthened, yes, by the studying of the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, but also by the spiritual language that God has given to you. So it says, but ye beloved, building up what? Yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Use your prayer language. It's the language of the Spirit. And that language of the Spirit searches your heart and begins to address issues that you have no clue about. Begins to address it. Bang, bang, bang. This is going to lead to that. Spits it out. Spits that out. And while you are speaking in tongues in the Holy Ghost, God is fortifying you and making you stronger on the inside. And then it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Ah! When I'm speaking in that language of God, I keep myself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I'm abiding in the love of God. If there is any issue, you begin to address it. Praise the Lord. Because there are people that cannot, in their minds, keep their mind straight. Your eyes are wandering all over the place. And you can mess yourself up so easily. But the Word of God says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, what does that mean ultimately to me and to you? It's in recognizing that God loves me. And when I understand that God loves me, and I am satisfied, one of the amazing lyrics that this daughter of the Lord put together about, I am satisfied with the goodness of the Lord in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You recognizing I am loved, I am satisfied with God, who sees all things, who meets all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. I don't know when, it's got to be, 20-something years back. The Lord, in a subject such as this, said to talk to me about boredom. And he says, do you know how dangerous boredom is? I said, no. He said, boredom is a dangerous spirit. I said, what do you mean? And he said to me, he said, when people are bored, they can get themselves into trouble. Boredom. Boredom is not the presence of inactivity. Sometimes you can be very active but bored, because whatever it is that you are doing right now is so familiar and you're so used to it, and you want a new challenge. He says, people will begin to experiment on things that they should not experiment with because they are bored. He says, pray for my people that the spirit of boredom never takes a hold of their lives. And just a moment ago, the Lord brought me back to that. He said, I want you, son, talk to them about boredom. Don't allow yourself to become bored. Did you hear what I said? Don't allow yourself to become bored. Because when you embrace boredom, you will cease to flow in the kingdom. You are going to start dabbling with stuff that you have no business dabbling with. And before you know it, it's like those dangerous plants, carnivorous plants, flowers, you know, that have thorny kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, the flowers have like thorns pointing downwards. And it's so beautiful, amazing, beautiful, and they're oozing amazing fragrance, and the bee or whatever flies and gets in there, and because everything is pointing downwards, it starts going down and down, and when it finds out that it's trying to open, now it can't come out because all the thorns are pointing downwards. It's trapped. There are plants like that. And the devil does the same thing. Don't allow flashy stuff to get you off track. Is somebody listening? Am I wasting my time here? I hope not. Because I don't want to hear stories. Praise the Lord. Know who you are. Know what your situation is. Bible says, flee. What does it say, flee? Flee fornication. It says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. And this is a comforting aspect to it. It says, now unto him that is able to keep you from what? Falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says in Isaiah 54 and verse 17, it says, no weapon that has been fashioned against you will by any means prosper. And then it says, and every, what? Every tongue. What does James 3 talk about? The tongue. It's talking about not just the tongue in terms of words being pronounced, but everything that will bring you into the place of bitterness, strife, wickedness, envy. Whatever strategy the enemy has devised, whatever it is, that is rising up against thee in judgment. He says, you have the right to do what? Condemn it. He says, this is your heritage. This is your right in the Lord. And your righteousness is of God. Amen? I am righteous. And as a righteous man, I will not falter. I will walk uprightly before God, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, recognizing that God is my source, God is my provider, God is a God who meets all of my needs according to his riches in glory. God is a God who grants me the desires of my heart. Therefore, I'm not going to, you know, bash the head of somebody in just to get whatever it is I want to get and speak evil and put somebody else down because they did not do this. No, God is my source. Amen? Hallelujah. If God is my source, then my husband is not my source. Then my wife is not my source. God may use them. People are not my source. God may use them, but my faith is not in them. My faith is in whom? In God, who is my present help. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So embrace God. Honor his name. Stop putting down people around you that should be important to you. Definitely not your husband, definitely not your wife, definitely not your children, definitely not anybody around you, because in putting other people down, you create an atmosphere that the enemy can begin to cook up some serious food. He has a whole menu. He has all kinds of ways to entrap you. But God's word says, watch, possess. Amen? And you'll be okay. Amen? Because the world is going crazy. And if you embrace the ways of the world, worldliness will come inside of you. Do you understand? God didn't call you to become like them. God called you to be pure, holy, and has given to you the garment of his righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. You receive that? Well, I'll stop with that so I don't keep on meddling. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, let us rise before the Lord. All heads bowed. All heads bowed. And all eyes closed, please. I mean that. I want to give people privacy right this very moment. I do believe that the word that the Lord gave for me to bring to us today is not by accident. It's quite possible that somebody is struggling with something. Once again, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. If you're struggling with something that is impacting your walk, or you smell danger, or whatever, I want to pray with you. And once again, all heads bowed, and all eyes closed, raise your hand, and I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I'm not going to call you. Bless 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 you. Okay. So I'm in the right place. Heavenly Father, you see everyone here. You see those that are online, those that in the days to come are going to tap into this message. Ask Father, oh God, right now that by the spirit of your truth, that you will help each one, take each one by the hand. Take them, oh God, to your secret place and counsel them, Holy Spirit. Help them, oh God, break free right now. Satan, take your filthy hands off of God's chosen. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose your hold and let God's chosen go free. By the authority of the word of God, let there be the healing of minds right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the mighty God touch the hearts of those that have been scarred, wounded, disappointed, for whatever reason. I pray for God's healing flow to flow right now, that the soothing presence of the Holy Spirit will bring healing to each life. That those that are struggling emotionally, struggling physically, struggling mentally, struggling, oh God, with how they live their lives on a daily basis, Lord, oh God, that you will help them now, that they will abstain from everything that is not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise that it is so. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. There's something the Lord, while I was praying, said I need to say. Everyone needs to trust God for the person that God has chosen for them. Amen? When we talk about fornication, we're not talking about adultery. Now, what I'm about to say is very important. I want you to listen up. Adultery is not just an act between two married people. Adultery is as a single person can commit adultery by fornicating with somebody that's meant to be somebody else's wife. Did you hear that? This beautiful lady belongs to that handsome man there. And you're fooling around with that person, but you will not marry that person. You've just committed adultery because that person and this person were chosen for each other by God. And by the act of fornication, you committed adultery. That makes sense? So therefore, every individual needs to have their own person that God has handpicked for them as a person of destiny. Did you get that? And God has that person for everyone. So wait while you watch and pray, and God will direct your path. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, don't go home now and say, hey, maybe I married the wrong person. No, you married already? That's the right person. As from now on, praise God. You made that bed, sleep on it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't say, I made a mistake, Pastor. I made a mistake. I've been married for 2 years now, but I made a mistake. I want to change. You know, it's too late. You can't change. Hallelujah. Until death do us part. I didn't say kill the person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Yes, he is. Amen. Did you get something out of it? Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to share in communion together. And be reminded that this evening, I don't want you to miss, God has an appointment with every one of us. And as I said earlier, I would love for it if you will dress up in white. I'm going to be in white. If you have a white top, bring it. If you don't have, just come anyway. Amen? But white is quite common. You know, I think. Okay, don't go shopping for that. Just come. I'll be in white and you'll be covered. Amen? It is just for an illustration. So, and come ready to honor God. These are portal times that God makes an appointment and he wants to receive something from you. When God birthed you, what did he, when you came alive, what did he do? He breathed into you. Did he just keep on breathing? So if you breathe in, breathe out, you got to breathe in. What does God breathe in? His word. What else? Huh? Life. Life. Light. Offering. That's what God breathes in. Did you know that? God breathes his word into you, and he breathes in your offering. Guess what? The word is supposed to become fruitful, and God receives the harvest. Praise the Lord. Amen? This is the time that God breathes in. He wants to breathe in. So during the feast, that's when you do your biggest giving. According to what God has placed in your heart. So let God breathe in. Amen? So that he can breathe out again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got to do both. Praise God. Okay. Come. Let us honor God with our giving. And as you come, just don't go back to your seat. As you come, just line up all around here. Mama and I are going to take your communion cup with you. If you have not received the communion element, please raise your hand so the ushers can get to you. Amen. As you come, release your offering and just hang up. You know, down the aisle, in the front, all over this place. Just find a spot. We encourage those that are online to seize this opportunity to bring an offering unto the Lord also. Let the power of God flow through this body supernaturally right this very moment. I believe God is going to heal people right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something is going to happen to you by the Spirit of God. This is the body of the Lord. It was broken for our healing, for our deliverance, for our peace, our salvation, our joy. By the stripes that this body took on, the word of God says, we are healed. And I trust God for his healing power to flow through every one of us today. The power of God will bring healing to you. God will touch your organs, those things inside of you. Hallelujah. And he's doing it. Praise the Lord. Let his power flow through you. Let, as you take of this body today, let him heal your mind. In the name of Jesus. Take and eat to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that you've shed for us. The blood has never lost its power.
Thank you, Lord.
Your blood is speaking divine health over us.
Amen.
Speaking wholeness over us.
Amen.
Speaking purity.
Thank you, Jesus.
And holiness over
thank
us. He's speaking that by the stripe of Jesus, we were healed.
Thank you, Lord.
Speaking that divine health is ours.
Thank you, Lord.
Divine wealth
thank
is
you,
ours.
Thank you, Lord.
Divine peace is ours.
Amen, Lord.
You are the Prince of Peace.
Yes, you are.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Speaking better things
thank you, Lord.
Than that of Abel.
Amen.
We receive the speaking blood.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Speak over me.
Mm.
Speak over your people.
Amen.
Speak over our families.
Amen.
Speak over our city.
Amen.
Speak over our nation.
Amen.
Speak over our home. Speak over our marriages.
Amen.
Speak over our sons.
Amen.
Speak over our daughters.
Amen.
Speak over our businesses.
Amen.
Speak over our ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Goodness and mercy is following us now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Evidently, I have not finished what I was supposed to say. So give me just another minute. Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace, we talked about this, with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking, does that sound like watching? Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be what?
Defiled.
Lest there be a what? Fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. The subject that we're talking about today is of utmost importance. Don't take it lightly. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Just have a quick seat while we greet those that are online. We bless everyone.